Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. During the show, you can join the conversation by calling 646-727-3206. Or join the Transformation Cafe live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Okay, we want to thank everybody and just welcome. Come on in. Let's sit on down here at the Transformation Cafe. We're all going to kind of scoot into the table and see who's here tonight. So, Miss Gloria, how are you doing tonight?
Tonight is a lovely night. The school is almost done, yes. And the weather is gorgeous.
And we've got a full moon. I think we're moving into the full moon. I think tomorrow night is the full moon, and we have a flower moon. Huh? Yeah, hi, Jamie. We have a flower moon tonight. Tomorrow night, yeah. It's a flower moon
right.
In May. We have a flower moon, which I think is so awesome. And somebody was sharing with me today about with Buddha, it was like this an enlightening kind of a moon where if you really take the time to be in contemplation for the next couple of days, apparently it's supposed to be just something that really sends out a lot of positive, good energy for you, you know, sending out your intentions into the world in just a way that really helps them to manifest and take action faster. So that's kind of a little sideline there. So, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle, Washington.
And how is it in lovely Seattle tonight?
Well, you know, it was really hot today. It was almost 80 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. Did you get out your shorts and your tank top, huh?
Well, you know, people, it gets a little hot up here and people go bananas. It's not like the heat down there.
Yeah, well, we were about 100 degrees in Riverside, California today, so it was a little bit on the warm side. A little bit on the warm side. So we have a guest chef in the house. Ms. Renee is with us tonight. And she has written a book called Harmony, and it's H-A-M-O-N-E-Y. We're going to be talking about really looking at your money from a different perspective. Let me tell you a little bit about Renee. She's created Money Savvy Women, and it's an inspirational website. It really helps women to take control of their money, to really look at the having it as a way of being an independent woman with choices of relationship instead of feeling like you have to be in a relationship to be able to live and be in the world. She's an inspirational speaker, and she's very fun, too. She's a fabulous, fun, you know, I laugh the whole time I see her speaking. She's just great. A financial advisor. Also a money coach, and she is the author, as I said, of Harm Money. She uses her passions and expertise to help her clients, students, and readers to transform their financial confusions and struggle into clear purpose and relationships with money. And she's also a wife and a sister and a friend that understands the importance of living your purpose while balancing it with a loving them and making a life of meaning, enjoyment, and abundance. So, hey, Renee.
Hey, Robin, how are you?
I am great. You know what? We've been trying to get you on the show for a little bit, so I'm so glad we finally got to get you here. I just am so thrilled, and I just love this girl. I just think she's just so great, so great. So let's just kind of start from the beginning. How and why did you feel like you wanted to write this book of Harmony?
Well, believe it or not, I had a life-changing accident where I was literally – recovering from a neck injury and a shoulder injury and a traumatic brain injury. And one of my doctors told me that I needed to find a new dream. And I thought, you know, I'm going to put my purpose on paper because right now I just can't get out of the office. It was too much. It was a 3-year recovery period. And this writing this little book is really what saved me.
So it was a blessing.
And frankly, it turns out that I was in a head-on collision. It turns out that the head-on collision was probably the biggest blessing of my professional career,
wow,
surprisingly.
That's
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been a wealth manager. I'm a certified financial planner, and I've been doing wealth management, but it just wasn't resonating with me anymore. I wasn't making a difference in people's lives. I mean, any financial planner that's worth their weight in salt can get a return on an investment, and I wanted to make a difference. And I realized I've been in business since 2000, and I realized that women especially had head trips over money. And they would find the most unique, for lack of a better word, unique ways to offload it so that they could get rid of it. And I'm not talking about necessarily, you know, going into Nordstrom's and, you know, having a shopping spree. I'm talking about truly feeling that they had legitimate reasons for giving away their money, whether it be to their children or to their favorite nonprofit or whatever. And I just one day woke up and said, I have to help stop the madness.
Well, God bless you for doing that. That's awesome.
Well, thanks. It's a pretty cool little book. You don't realize what you've done until you've done it.
Uh-huh. Yay. But I want to read the full title of it. A Step-by-Step Guide to Your Money, Your Rules, Your Way. That's awesome.
Right.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, what did you mean by that?
Well, really, for all of us, we all have these rules that were put upon us. And for me especially, being able to sit with as many women and gentlemen, frankly, because I do serve both genders. I generally get to the men through the women. But I realize in talking to all these people, I'm very intuitive, and I realize that they all had money stories that in most cases were pre-existing before they ever got into their current relationship, or the money stories were tainting their own beliefs about their money if they were single. And I just started excavating, saying, okay, tell me what your money story is. And then I would ask them, okay, when was this established in your mind? You know, what is your first money memory that you can remember as a child? And then they tell me. And if it was a positive thing, it generally meant I was sitting across the desk from someone who'd develop some healthy money, you know, habits. But in most cases, it wasn't a positive message. It was, you know, something based upon money's difficult to manage, money's hard to earn, I don't deserve my money, I'm unworthy of my money, I'm no good with money, I can't do math. All these crazy stories that they told themselves that they decided upon when they were young are still guiding where they are today. And I speak from personal experience. I didn't realize until my adulthood that I was replaying the money stories over and over that I had learned and were embedded in my childhood well into my 30s. When I married my second husband, I realized that I still, even though I thought I had addressed it, no, I was still in some ways looking at the adversary, and he wasn't my adversary at all, but that's what I'd been taught, so that's how I felt.
Yeah, when Renee does her presentation, she really just starts from when she was really little and goes through just, you know, living with her. You were with your, is it your step-parent?
My great-grandma. Yeah, and my great aunt and uncle. They were essentially my babysitters, because both my parents were, you know, scrambling for income in the 60s.
So, yeah, I love your story talk about your he would pay you a dime to go ahead and wash the dishes.
Turn on the porch
light. And you were only 3 or 4 years old, and you realized even at that point in your life that you needed to be making money. I think that's amazing that you had thought that when you were that young. I wasn't even there. I was like, what's my next toy? No, okay.
Well, my very first money memory was being 3 years old and watching my father cry over getting a pink slip, because he had just been laid off from the aeronautical engineering world, and he was devastated and didn't know how he was going to support his family. So literally that was in St. Louis, and then we moved to Southern California at that young age for me, into my great aunt and uncle's home. And they were the two people in the one picture that I showed you, with my great-grandmother being in the black outfit, I tease about how serious they looked, because they were Depression-era, you know, children. And my great-grandmother essentially was, you know, an adult during the Depression. So she had very serious feelings about income and money.
Yeah.
And they passed those on to me.
How young is your you know, a typical client for you? Is like, do you have girls in their early 20s that you're talking to, or that would be the youngest you talk to?
I teach over at JP College, and that's a community college, a two-year, in the Business and Applied Technology School over there. So I have students that range from 17 to, I think the oldest one I had was 72. I'm able to get a hold of, I call them my kids, and, you know, teach them about the proper way to view money, how, you know, what perspective they should have, which I'll share with you. Money is a tool. It's not something that controls us. It's a tool that we are supposed to get the most use out of to get what we want. And, yes, there are times when we have more of it and there are times when we have less of it. But if we handle our money responsibly with ourselves in control, in connection with our goals and our values, in most cases you can handle and weather any kind of storm that comes up because you've prepared for it. But see, here in America, we're not taught those things. You know, the students that are in my classroom are fortunate that they've picked personal finance and or investments as an elective. And then I get to, you know, stand at the front of the room and essentially tough love them into looking at money more seriously.
What a gift. That is such a gift. That is such a gift.
Well, you know,
because I can...
I was going to say that I didn't realize what a gift it was until I started getting thank you notes. And then I realized, oh, my gosh. And quite honestly, you know, being an adjunct professor at a community college level doesn't pay you a whole lot. It really, for me, is a labor of love. And I work to see the lights go on above their heads, like, oh, they get it. Like, you know, teaching a young boy who's drinking two monster drinks a day, you know, do you know how much your parents are spending for that? Or the young girl who's, you know, expecting a $600 cell phone and her nails to be done every 2 weeks. Let's add that up and see what that comes to every year. This is what your parents are paying simply for those things for you, let alone the roof over your head, you know, the gas in your car and the car that you have, et cetera, et cetera. I get them to add it all up. And they're usually bowled over by that point.
Well, it kind of goes, it rolls right into that. Because I know one of the things when I had seen you speak, you were talking just different practical exercises that you can do. And you said one thing that you do with all your clients is you have them write down everything they spend. Isn't it for a whole month?
Yes. I call it the dollars to cents audit. And I encourage anybody who comes within an arm's reach of me to do that very thing. You have no idea what you're doing with your money. I shouldn't say you, meaning everyone, but most people don't. And they spend money blindly. I speak for myself and for my husband. We did a 30-day audit, dollars to cents audit, and within 7 days, I knew things had to drastically change. I sat my husband down and told him reluctantly, but I knew I had to fess up since I was the one who called the conversation. I'm spending $1,200 a year at Starbucks. I was spending $5 every day going there, and if it was a really bad day, I was doing it twice a day. And when you add that up over the course of, you know, 50 weeks, you're spending $1,200. And he was doing somewhat the same thing going through the drive-thru at McDonald's because he was hungry, he didn't plan for it, and, you know, if he didn't eat, he was so starving he was going to pass out before he could drive home for an hour. And his expenditures equaled $1,600. And the two of us decided right then and there we would curtail these expenditures because I was drinking our future, he was eating our future, and 11 months later we saved, you know, we didn't do that anymore. We found different ways to handle the needs, and we had a prepaid week-long vacation at a dive resort, which we looked at each other, high-fived, and went, wow, if we can do this, we can pretty much do anything.
Yeah,
and I love how you
rewarded yourself. Yeah.
Well, that's what it was all about.
Saying that's the key. You have to find little ways that you can reward yourself when you figure out this whole thing about ways that you've saved it, right?
Right. And how we saved it was we had boxes that we put the money in. And every day or every other day, we would say, okay, we didn't spend $5 yesterday, so let's put $5 in the box. You know, he didn't go through the drive-thru, so he would put in $6.50 into the box. And then we could see it growing. And I would say after, I think it was the third week that we did it, we're like, wow, there's a lot of money in here. Let's keep doing this. And it's by seeing
$5 a day? Shoot, that's a lot of money.
Well, I'm telling you, well, you go buy a Venti, you know, hazelnut latte, and you've spent $4.25. And I was generous and threw the 75 cents into the tip jar.
Right.
So
yeah, you're a good tipper.
I know that I'm not the only one doing this.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why Starbucks is so successful, and we've got, like every third corner we've got a Starbucks. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Not that Starbucks isn't fabulous, but, you know, when it comes to sending your money. So how do we get ourselves into this kind of a mess? You know, was it, you know, where'd all this stuff come from in the first place when it comes to stuff like this?
Well, number one, I think it comes from whatever money messages we're given as children, because that's essentially what we go with. We're not taught how to use money and how to control our money in school. It's an elective at the college level, okay? So, in my experience, because I can talk about that without breaking confidentiality, in my experience, I learned very young, you've heard my story, but I learned very young that if I didn't spend my money, it would disappear. And so I just kept playing that through and through, where I hardly saved any money because there was nothing that worked for me. I hadn't been taught how to save money successfully until
fund.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Gloria.
Like
what?
Fund. If you didn't spend it, you would lose it. I said you're like a government fund.
Yeah.
You're like a government fund.
Yes.
Ouch.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Don't get me started. That's a whole another radio show.
That's a totally different radio show.
That's a conversation later.
Yeah, that's a totally different radio show. We're trying to promote her here, not talk about the government anyway.
But, well, I learned because I would throw my money into the top drawer of my dresser and it would disappear. Obviously, somebody was taking it, but I didn't have the nerve to accuse somebody in my family, so I would just go out and make more money. And I think this is how I became so entrepreneurial as a young girl, was because my money kept disappearing, and if I wanted to have it, I needed to earn it and then spend it right away before somebody else spent it for me. And I carried that all the way through, for the most part, until, 15 years ago? So,
Do you ever catch yourself where you slid back into that kind of a behavior just for like a brief instant? Are you catching yourself?
I do it all the time.
You
do
it
all
the time now?
Yeah. If I get a big check or I see, you know, my bank account high, I'm like, what should I do with this money? I like to go, take cruises from Europe back home, and you know, those aren't cheap. And I'm like, well, maybe I should book a cruise. And I'm thinking, what the heck am I thinking? No, no, no. This needs to be saved in case this happens, or that needs, you know, in case that happens. You just never know what's going to happen. And I'm much better now about it. And, you know, thank God my retirement account is doing well. And, you know, the whole thing with the car accident, that was another time where it was just like, thank God I had, you know, money acumen at that point, because I could have spent like a crazy person being depressed and feeling sorry for myself, which a lot of people do.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of the money issues, isn't it? I mean, when you're feeling bad, you spend money to hopefully feel better, right?
Well, there's power in spending.
Right.
You know, but the
power that's what they want us to think. Yeah, that's what capitalism wants us to think. It's like you can buy happiness.
Right, but there's actually a feeling of power when you're writing that check and everything, but it dissipates the minute you turn around and walk away. Because
it can also denote a sense of independence. And so for those people who haven't felt independent or they feel beholden to someone, when you have your own finances, and again, that could be a genetic, a DNA thing. It could also be your family issues as well.
Yes. Yes. And all of these negative messages that we have, they can be eliminated. And that's the thing. Number one, people need to realize that maybe the money story they've got going on isn't serving them. And two, they're not hostage to it. There are methods and, you know, ways to train your brain to get back to a healthy place where you can actually be the authority over your money, take your power back, and control it in a way that's healthy. And it's then that you can actually achieve what it is that you've set out to do. And if you're in a relationship, it's then if the two of you can get yourselves on the same financial page, your financial power grows exponentially. That's how we were able to get that, you know, full prepaid, you know, week-long dive trip over in Honduras. I mean, it was the best. And, you know, we created that. We made that happen. And there would be times in that 11-month process where we were saving where, you know, we'd look at each other and go, let's, you know, I really want to go do this. And then we'd say, yeah, but do we really want to take the money out that we've decided to save and do that? Or no, we don't. We don't. Let's just stick to the plan. You know, if we want to go out and eat, let's go find a cheap way to do it instead of, you know, blowing the budget by going and eating an expensive sushi meal, which is kind of what we do. So, yeah, we
That's understandable.
Go on.
Sushi is understandable.
Yes, it is. It is quite a habit if you get into it. But we've found ways to say no. It's just, is it really worth it now? Because it's fun while you're doing it. Again, there's power while it's happening. Oh, we're living. We can do this. We're so fortunate that we can afford to do this. But then when you turn around and go, hey, where'd that $100 go? And you realize you ate it. It's over.
That's a lot of fish, man. Yeah, that's a lot of fish.
It is.
So can one really find harmony with your finances, or is it a matter of it's kind of like in fate? Like what I'm sensing is it's a matter of like baby steps, and then you're getting bigger steps. It's like, you know, you keep kind of extending yourself. Like this much would be, like you're saying, it's $5 a day, and I'm putting that away, and then pretty soon it just gets more comfortable, so the money gets bigger. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes, it's essentially exercising your mental muscles. We all know that when we first decide, okay, you know what, we've been sedentary for 5 years. Now we're going to go to the gym. We know the first day is the hardest. The second day is the second hardest. The third day is the hardest of them all. And then the fourth day is like, you know what, this isn't so bad. And I know that if I go exercise, my muscles will loosen up and some of that pain will go away. And you just get into the habit to, you know, to the point where you're actually saying, hey, I'm looking forward to this, you know.
And then other people are like, are you crazy?
Right.
I'm curious. You said that you're teaching at the school and you have the book. Are you offering programs yet to people where you help to support their change over a period of time?
Oh, yes, that's what I do in my professional business. I teach one night a week at the college, and it's really, you know, like I said, a labor of love. That I wouldn't consider teaching at the college my career. It's something that I do to make sure that, you know, I get 30 people on the right track a semester. So, but I have a regular practice, yeah, where, you know, this next weekend, Friday and Saturday, I have the Harmony Makeover Retreat, where I literally teach my process to the people that are searching for answers and want relief. Because there's nothing worse than financial chaos. I mean,
how often
financial
do you
chaos,
retreat, Renee?
I try and do it every 3 to 4 months, depending on what's happening.
And does it happen in Laverne, or where do you have it?
Yeah,
I hold it over at Kellogg West, which is on the campus of Cal Poly Pomona. They have a hotel and conference center over there. And
so I
hold it there.
Okay.
Yeah.
When is your next one going to be?
This weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Weekend.
What city is that in?
It's in Pomona.
Okay.
It's right off the Temple exit of the 57 freeway. So it's kind of...
And what's a good contact number if there's anybody who's listening or if they're listening on demand after we get done here and still can go ahead and make the date this weekend?
A good number to call would be 909-542-8222. That's the office line. Okay. And my assistant, Dawn, is generally the lovely lady who answers the phone. And if she doesn't, please leave an explicit message, and I will get, like, a transcribed voicemail. And that way I know that she hasn't caught
the phone. If people can't make this one, when's your next one going to be?
Most likely it will be in September.
Okay.
I tried to hold one in August.
I wanted to. People are on vacation.
July and August, just right. People are in the vacation state of mind, and there's
like, we want to spend money. We don't want to be.
Yeah. There's
we don't
a natural inclination.
We're going to vacate with the money. Yeah, we're vacating with our money. Yeah.
Well, you're helping them to.
Cool.
You're helping them to remediate so that they are coming off of their spending, and they can start their new plan.
Yes, and I want to say that, you know, at my retreats, I give them a system that works. I help them get clarity. I help them release the emotional baggage that's holding them back, and I do it all without making them feel guilty about it. You know, guilt, all shame, blame, all those things are just worthless emotions, and that's what I try and tell them.
I know we have never met, but based on that statement, I love you.
I know. Isn't she awesome? I told her she was
many
totally
people,
awesome.
Too many people don't understand that it's a wasted emotion.
It is.
The energy that goes into it, it doesn't resolve anything. It just continues to put you into a spiral. And I am so glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, a spiral where you've essentially bound yourself. You can't even stop the free fall.
Right.
So it's really important to find someone who can support you in making that shift and give you the tools to pull it off successfully as soon as possible. And the methods that I use are used by Tiger Woods, Oprah Winfrey. You know, these are tried and true methods that work. So,
well, I want to invite everybody to go to our website, which is transformation-cafe.com, and go to episode 206, which is going to be Renee's episode, and leave a comment. And I've purchased one of her books, so we're going to be giving that away. So really encouraging everybody to go ahead and leave comments, and we'll see. I will let Renee know who's the winner. There you go. So we can go ahead and get that on there. And just to remind everybody, you can also go, when you're there, you can go to the podcast and go ahead and join and subscribe to the podcast. And by simply going to that link and joining, again, at the transformation-cafe.com. So it gives an opportunity for you to check out a little bit there. Renee will beautiful, beautiful picture will be there. You can see a copy of her book. And like I said, leave a comment, and hopefully you'll win. You'll be able to win something with that. So, well, we'll have you on again before we do the next retreat. You can talk about that again and let people know what's going on with everything.
Let me offer $50 off for anybody who wants to come to the retreat.
Oh,
so
great. Okay.
Say that
so just
you know,
mention the cafe and
yep.
Yeah. Mention the cafe, and you'll be able to get that discount. Okay. Again, the phone number, if you want to go ahead and contact them, is 909-542-8222. And again, that's with Renee and this wonderful. And make sure to go check out, you know, moneysavvywomen.com. She's got a wonderful website that as well to be able to. Huh?
One woman at a time. Yeah. Well, just think of me. I'm the
money
savvy
woman. The money savvy woman. There we go. Okay. That's good. Yeah. So wonderful. Thank you so much for being on, Renee. I know we just kind of touched on everything. I'd love to have you come back and maybe next time we'll talk about the steps. That'll be really, really awesome to get into that.
I would love to talk about the steps because that's where we make money and mindset.
Money and concepts. It's always a good thing.
And mindset.
And just
mindset.
Mindset. Money. That's good. And, you know, go out and write down, you know, take that month and write down everything that you're spending. You know, you'll totally get some insights with that. I've done that since I've met her, and it was quite the opener. So just to remind everybody, next week we're going to have David Shea on. We're going to be talking about detoxing, a 40-day juicing program that will detox. And he did that program, and then he ran the L.A. Marathon. So, you know, you do have a lot of energy when you're juicing. Just so you know. So, do you juice, Renee? Are you a juicer?
Actually, I'm not because it's too much sugar. But I actually posted on David's site today to ask him, how can I possibly do this if I'm like borderline hypoglycemic? So
wonderful.
Zeus normally puts me to sleep.
Well, come on the show next week, and you can like have him answer that live. That would be awesome. That would be really
awesome. That would be totally awesome. I would love to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, as far as writing down everything that they spend, a quick, easy way to accomplish that is to make sure to collect receipts for everything. And that way you can go ahead and also have tangibility.
Yes.
There you go.
I call it the engineer's memo pad, the 3x5 with the little spiral at the top. If you
right.
keep that and just write down everything, what you're spending, how much you're spending, and why you're spending it, you find out a whole lot. Like, I'm spending because I need to, or I'm spending because, you know, my boss was mean to me and I got to go out and drink this $4 Venti coffee.
That's very smart.
Yeah, it's
smart. Yeah.
It's the why. It's the why that we really want to know about. Exactly.
It is
well, again,
the
I'm
why.
Inviting everybody to go to check out Renee's Retreat and mention the cafe and get yourself a $50 discount. So thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you guys next time here at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio, Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.